This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, do you guys remember that phrase growing up? If you don't bug the bees won't bug you. That's the biggest bunch of bull. You know what? I got stung by a bee and I didn't bug the bee. The bee got on the bottom of my foot and I stepped on it. I'm not sure what the hell the bee was doing under my foot. And I've gotten stung by a bee. You know, I've had cockroaches sneak into the house, spiders. I've gotten bit by spiders. I've kind of had my fill with bugs. I'll tell you guys about spiders later. But a big headline that's been circulating, and I put it on my website if you need, are these bug bombs, you know, that we use to kill roaches. Apparently the roaches sit there and laugh at us because they're not really killing the roaches, but they're actually hurting us humans. So a study out of North Carolina University has found bug bombs to not only be ineffective at killing roaches, but actually put humans at risk of unnecessary pesticide exposure. So apparently these little critters appear to be resilient to what we call total release foggers. So these total release foggers are these bug bombs, right? You put them in the center of the room. I've never used a bug bomb. I think my husband did it once. And I was like, let's keep the kids away, out of the house just in case. I just don't like breathing that stuff in. But what they found is that the residue would remain in the house. I'll tell you some of these numbers. It's pretty striking. Basically what they did is they used the German cockroach called Blattella germanica. And they tested 20 homes. And they used the fogger in these 20 homes. And none of the cockroaches, all right, died. But when they swabbed the floor and countertops, they found 600-fold increases of the insecticide within hours of detonating these foggers. 600 times the level of pesticide, obviously, than prior to use. But then, get this, 1 month later, levels of the pesticide were still 34% higher than baseline levels prior to detonation. But all the cockroaches lived. So what the hell are we doing? So the university made a news release. It's really, really interesting. And Kobe Shaw, I love the name Kobe, professor of entomology, said all the fogger products contained pyrethroids, which is a class of fast-acting insecticides, and some contained piperonyl butoxide, a chemical that prevents roaches from metabolizing or breaking down the insecticide. Now, pyrethroids, just to clue in, these things, as you remember, in animal studies have been found to affect reproduction and cause cancer in animals. Now, in small amounts, they're supposed to pose little human risk. So humans are supposed to be okay with these small amounts of pyrethroids. But at moderate amounts, you could be dizzy, get headache, nausea. At high amounts, you could have muscle twitching, convulsions, loss of consciousness, and then there is poisoning that you could get from these pyrethroids. Now, in the news release, they further report that bug bombs are not killing cockroaches. They're putting pesticides in places where the cockroaches aren't. They're not putting pesticides in places where cockroaches are. And they're increasing pesticide levels in the home. In a cost-benefit analysis, you're getting all costs and no benefit. So that's some scary stuff. If I could give you guys a little bit more detail on what it is, I linked this. I mean, this is kind of important because after we get through this whole cold, roaches like heat. So we are going to be coming into roach season. I haven't seen roaches for weeks. Apparently, the researchers monitored cockroach populations 2 weeks, and 1 month after the bombs were released, found no declines in the pre-intervention estimates. Then, researchers treated 10 additional homes with either commercially available gel bait or a professional-grade gel bait. Now, gel baits are applied in little small dabs via syringe, so they can be placed directly where these little cockroaches hide. Now, in contrast to bug bombs, they say the gel baits actually worked, okay, 2 and 4 weeks in eliminating cockroach populations in the 10 homes. So, then, to further test the effectiveness of bug bombs, the researchers placed both roaches raised in a lab and roaches captured in the homes into these greased cages, making them inescapable, set the cages on the floor, and in upper cabinets of the study, put in the upper cabinets, and then deployed the bug bombs. You see what they did? Rather than letting the roaches run away, they kept the roaches contained to see if the bug bombs would kill them. And the lab roaches, they did die. The roaches captured in the homes and then brought back, though, had far lower mortality rates. So they still found that it still didn't work 100%. So what could you use to kill roaches that are a little bit more safe? So what I wrote here is there's a few things you could do. One is you could make this baking soda water mixture. And I don't have the full ingredients, but basically you make like a little paste. And the roaches will, it's actually a baking soda sugar and water mixture. The roaches will eat it because it likes the sugar. But the baking soda apparently kind of hurts them in the inside, and then eventually they slowly die off. They say you could also use lemon juice, right? And you could use soapy water spray. So if you spray them with soapy water, they don't do very well with the soap. And then if you want to kind of keep them at bay, you need to clean really well. You need to seal up the cracks and holes. You need to fix leaks. But they say you could also use bay leaves. Bay leaves will also keep roaches at bay. You know, ants, people have ant problems. One way to get rid of ants is put vegetables near the door. Ants don't like vegetables. If you see, they walk around them, right? They'll go to the sugar, but they don't like vegetables. 1-877-DOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've been doing some telemedicine, taking care of some patients online who have trouble getting in with the doctor. And a big complaint people have is that their doctor takes 3-4 weeks to see them. Or they don't see their doctor anymore. It's a facility. And a doctor's not available for weeks. And, you know, I see medical student admissions. I mean, I see college admissions, I mean, higher than it's ever been. We have tons of medical schools. We have tons of nurse practitioner schools, PA schools. We seem to be churning out a lot of healthcare providers, but we can't keep up with the, one, amount of patients, or two, the people leaving the medical field. And I did leave my practice. I mean, there's no reason to sugarcoat it. I closed my practice in 2016. Loved the patients. But I could not deal with Obamacare and the insurances. And I couldn't. You know, people had high deductibles. Insurance companies like, sorry, go bill the patient. We're just going to give you $0 because patient has a high deductible, so patient pays you 50 or 60 or 100. So go bill the patient. I'm like, what the hell are we, why do we even have insurance companies involved? What the hell is going on here? But the Affordable Care Act, I think, caused the demise of many, you know, small-owned neighborhood family practices. And we may see the demise of more doctors based on some of these more corporate medical centers. Well, a report has come out now that half of doctors are so fed up with insurance companies that they are ready to quit. And 66% would advise young people to pick another job. Now, again, this affects you directly. A shortage of primary care, whether we go socialized or not, does not bode well. That puts you in a very precarious position, which is why I started to learn how to do telemedicine. And I got involved with that because I could see the writing on the wall. So a recent nonprofit study found that 48% of doctors are considering leaving medicine. So basically half. Why? Because they're sick of insurance companies. Now, I'm not saying we go to the Kamala Harris, you know, Medicare for all. Medicare, a lot of us are sick of also. That's still an insurance company. But all the bureaucracy and the BS, it just takes our paintbrush when we're trying to illustrate on a beautiful canvas the art of medicine, and it basically breaks our paintbrush in half and tells us to use the little stub. They say previous research found that doctors spend about half their work hours doing paperwork and just 27% of their time on seeing patients. They're right about that. Doctors blame insurance companies for wasting their time and delaying treatments for patients. How do they do that? Well, I see you. You're having headaches for, you know, multiple headaches. You can't get in with a neurologist for another month. I'm a little nervous about this progressive, you know, headache and these cyclical headaches that I don't think are migraines. I want to order an MRI. I order the MRI, and then I need to move on to the next patient. Insurance company goes, no, sorry, you need to talk to somebody. I need to talk to somebody. Who do I need to talk to? Well, you need to talk to somebody in our insurance company and explain why you ordered the MRI. No, I don't. I'm the doctor. I got my degree. I did the training. I think the patient needs an MRI. What are you going to tell me differently? Well, you need to talk to another doctor, please. So, you know, stay on hold. So now I'm on hold. Meanwhile, I got patients waiting. I'm on hold. Doctor from an insurance company comes on. Hi, this is Dr. So-and-so. You know, kind of acting like, you know, he's all the, you know, he's big cheese. I'm like, hi. I got patients waiting. If you're a doctor, then you understand how this is a real big pain in the butt. Why are you ordering an MRI? Because I think the patient needs the MRI. Well, how long have they been having the headaches? I go, read the gosh darn note. You already see everything that you know, comes with the claim. All right? They've been having headaches. It's not getting better. It's progressively getting worse. Well, why aren't you sending them to a neurologist? I did. Can't get in for 3-4 weeks. This is a possible brain tumor or a mild bleed or something. I would like to address it now. Well, when you put it that way, I guess, you know what? I will approve it. Thank you. Bye. And then I go and see my next. I mean, this is, you know, you don't need this. What, really? Just so somebody gets stroked? Their ego gets stroked? Really? Now, the situation is so dire, they're saying, that grown-ups are telling, you know, kids, don't go to medical school. 2/3 would advise the next generation to steer clear of medicine. Now, Democrats and Republicans do agree on wanting to lower the price of drugs. Okay? And I think Democrats and Republicans would like to lower costs of health care. So I think there's some bipartisan platforms that, you know, would hopefully allow somebody to do something, you know? But American patients are exhausted and frustrated with the state of health care. So are doctors. And this was a study that comes from AIMED Alliance. It's an advocacy group, and it's being reported in Daily Mail. They say exam rooms, operating rooms, squinting at x-rays, running to put out the latest medical fire are the scenes that most of us associate with the medical profession. And it shouldn't be like that. You see, when you picture a doctor in his clinic dealing with patients, you picture him sitting in a non-stressed atmosphere with the patient, patient being able to talk to them, eye contact, doctor looking straight at him, and looks like shoulders relaxed, you know, maybe a little posturing showing that, you know, they're there for the long haul, not rushed. That's the image you have of, I'm going to go see the doctor. That's all the pictures show. And Many doctors are standing while talking to the patient. Many doctors aren't even looking at the patient because they're on their computer. Many doctors have a look on their face without a smile because there's all this BS going on outside the room. And they're nervous that things are taking too much time. I'm noticing histories are a lot shorter rather than, okay, open-ended questions. You know, tell me what's going on. Basically, are you having any chest pain? No, no cough, no this, no this, no, no, no. Okay, good, then you have this. Whatever happened to the open-ended questioning? Why? Well, because with direct questioning, we could get through faster. Same thing with the exam. You know how many people say their doctor never puts a stethoscope on them? It's been years. You really should be listening to the heart at least a couple times a year. And if somebody's coming in for high blood pressure, I would listen to the heart almost every visit. If you have a diabetes, your heart should be listened to more often. Doctors and medical providers don't have time. So, a lot of drama, a lot of paperwork. If we're only spending a quarter of our day doing what we wanted, spending time with patients, and three quarters of our day is all the hassle and BS, no wonder doctors are leaving. Now, you as a patient are probably sitting there going, Dr. Dahlia, it's not my job to make medicine fun. No, it's not your job. But you need to realize that before you vote for the next legislative, you know, referendum or whatever the hell, think if this is something that's going to tax your doctor's day or not. If one in seven doctors have contemplated suicide, according to the latest study, and the majority of doctors are citing burnout, and now we're hearing half of doctors can't wait to leave, that's a problem. And I mean, here I am, and this is kind of what scares me. I am a very gung-ho, glasses half full, positive, I love people, things will get better type of person. And I had to leave my practice saying to hell with this. That's a problem. And I'm a workaholic. I mean, I didn't leave it to do nothing and to go on vacation and play golf. I left it to make less money than to get away from all the hassle. That's a problem. Because you need to see medical providers. I need to see medical providers. I mean, you know, teachers. We also blow off teachers' satisfaction and burnout. You want your teacher bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when they take care of your kids. Is anybody worried about what makes their day better? So people say, well, computers make it better because there's less paperwork. No, no, the computers didn't. Computers worsened it for a lot of us. And then you have an IT issue. So, patients are going to wind up suffering unless we figure something out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Democrats and Republicans are meeting on Capitol Hill to discuss border security. That after President Trump tweeted on Wednesday that that group is wasting its time if they're not seriously considering money for a wall or physical barrier. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey tells Fox News he wants negotiations between both parties to work.
These are good negotiators, and I think they can come to a consensus. I think we should be affirmative and positive about their work. It would help if the president either said nothing or just was encouraging instead of predicting failure.
At least six people have died due to cold temperatures, which are gripping most of the country. A polar vortex is causing temperatures to be 15 to 25 degrees below zero, with wind chills approaching 60 below zero. This has also canceled hundreds of flights out of Chicago's O'Hare Airport. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, how many of you guys have cats? I do. I'm not a cat person. I love animals, love dogs, love cats. But because, you know, we take in rescues, I'm not, you know, cat people have a stereotype that they shouldn't have, where they have 30 cats in their house, and they never leave their house, and they're always on a moo-moo, and when they die, the cats eat them. That's not, you know, look, I love cats, but my cats, they won't eat me. They don't. They're not into carbs, and I'm just, like, loaded with sugar, right, and, you know, chocolate and cotton candy, so I'm not worried about that. And I see my cats for what they are. I love them to death, and I love all animals. But, you know, my cats are real selfish. They're kind of jerks to me. You know, they're so mean. I tell them, I go, why are you so mean? Then I feed them, and they're like, leave me alone. Sometimes they'll rub up against me. Why? Because they want to eat. You know, or they want that little tushy scratched. One really loves to stick her butt. You know, and it, like, you know, I'll do some telemedicine at home. I have a room that's private so I could do medical consults. And the cat will come, and I'll, you know, be trying to talk to the patient, and the cat's like, meow. I'm like, will you move your tushy? But she wants a tushy scratch, so you do a little tushy scratch, and she leaves. So, you know, we keep cats because we think we're doing good, I guess. Maybe we think they'll, you know, kill the spiders or keep mice or rats out of the way, out of the home. They're not. My cats are absolutely useless. But I'm sure one day I'll find a use. Unfortunately, there's a report saying that cats do carry a mind-altering parasite. We've talked about that, the toxoplasmosis. And it could lead to schizophrenia in people. And they believe that this parasite is affecting millions of Americans. 60 million. I'm not saying 60 million people have schizophrenia, but 60 million people could be exposed to the Toxoplasmosis gondii, or Toxoplasma gondii. So it could be spread to people through contact with cat litter trays, or little poopoo boxes, and eating uncooked meat. And usually it's harmless. I've been cleaning potty boxes since I was a little girl because, you know, we've had cats, you know, and dogs for the longest time, but especially cats. You don't want pregnant women to clean the potty boxes because toxoplasma is one of the torch diseases that could cause severe fetal illness and deformity or death. But now we have the largest study of its kind has found having the parasite could raise your risk of developing schizophrenia by 50%. Unusual links, right, such as risk-taking, depression, car accidents. We've already linked Toxoplasma gondii to that. And scientists at Copenhagen University analyzed data from more than 80,000 individuals in the Danish blood donor study, of which 2,500 people had registered psychiatric conditions. The researchers, led by Dr. Christopher Solfsten Bergdorf, sourced traces of antibodies to the presence of this parasite. And they say billions of people worldwide, nearly one-third of the population, according to the University of Chicago, are believed to have been infected by the parasite, including 60 million in the U.S. and 350,000 a year in the U.K. Now, the parasite was detected in the blood of a quarter of the population studied by the team. They also found that 61% of people carried cytomegalovirus, which has also shown similar evidence of cognitive impairment. So cytomegalovirus, CMV, many times you don't realize you have it. And sometimes we'll run the test depending on some of your symptoms. So patients infected with this T. gondii were almost 50% more likely to have been diagnosed with schizophrenia. Now, I'm not saying if you have a bunch of cats, you're going to get schizophrenia. But I notice I'm probably not as normal as other people. I mean, I don't know what you guys diagnose me. But since I've had cats, since I was a little girl, but I do this to the dogs also, I will make songs about them, and I will just sing about the cat. You're a stupid tushy, you're a stupid tushy. I don't know what, don't ask, okay? So I like sing a song about, but I hear people do that too. I hear people make songs, right? I'll also have conversations with them, not because I hear voices, but I think they get me, you know? And I'll talk to them, and I'll be like, yeah, you know, so work was this, and then I did this, and I thought about this. You know, what do you think? Do you think that's funny? And the cat will look at me like, And, you know, I'll get feedback. Now, I'm not doing that because I'm crazy. I'm doing it because they want attention, and I don't have time to tickle tummy or scratch tushy or give them, you know, a third serving of food. So I talk to them to keep them engaged. And then the thing that probably could give me a diagnosis is we have a cat. The final cat we adopted, one of my ex-bosses had needed us to adopt a cat because his wife was allergic. And so we basically adopt a cat that's like 13 years old. And boy, is she a she's witchy, okay? And he told me not to tickle her tummy because she doesn't like tickle tummy. I don't care. I love tickle tummy. If a cat is lying there and stretching, legs out, paws out, back completely arched, and tummy sitting there, I am going to take my fingers and I am going to take a dummy. Okay? Well, this cat is really mean. Her claws are sharp, and she will slice my throat in an instant. And this is where I might need to get some professional help. I still want to tickle her tummy every time I see her tummy. Or scratch her back near her tail, right near her tushy. Do a little scratch, right? Because my other cats like it. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe, you know, I'll train. And I go up to her, and I do a little scratch tushy. And I have to run. And she will chase me down the hall. She will chase me down the hall to get me. She's so mean. What's my problem? Why can't I leave her alone? So maybe I'm infected with the parasite. I don't know. That's crazy. Now I could just stop cleaning their poopoo box. I could do that. But then they get mad, and then I'm scared of them too. I do. I really fear my cats. So, what does it mean? Well, basically, the parasite could disrupt the action of an amino acid in the body called tryptophan. And this leads to large amounts of metabolites known as kenuretic acid. These are found high to be in people with schizophrenia. Now, tryptophan is also the essential precursor of serotonin. So, low serotonin could make you depressed. Now, the researchers said their study did not control for, like, socioeconomic factors that could also influence your risk for having a psychiatric disorder, but they say there is growing evidence that this parasite has strange cognitive effects. So, most of the time, you have absolutely no clue that you have it, but sometimes you could have, like, flu-like symptoms. So, do we take a medication? Do we? No, that's not recommended. I mean, if you're infected, then maybe we'll treat you. But right now, I would suggest if you have to clean their poopoo boxes, and I know they pee-pee in the box too, but, you know, I call them, you know, the poopoo powder and, you know, poopoo. I wear a mask when I do it. I wear a mask, or I try not to breathe, but I have trouble holding my breath that long, so I'll wear a mask. And then when I do clean up the potty boxes, because remember, there's that dust that comes up. I'll take a bag, I'll close it up really tight. And if you could teach your cats to go potty on a toilet, you could do that. Cats can be trained to go potty on a toilet. Train them to do it. Maybe what you could do is you could put the poopoo powder, the gravel, on the toilet seat. And then have them, but you could really train cats to do that. The problem is it does get messy, you know, and then you have to clean it. But I would rather do that than you guys having to clean the potty box. And don't let the cats sit on your face. When I sleep at night, I just don't understand that. I wake up to tushy, and I don't want that. I'm like, move your butt. And I yell and scream all the time, and then wash off. I you know what? I'm done with cats. I am so done. It's all dogs from here on out for me. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm sure you guys have heard this story. This was all over social media. A Florida man is facing felony charges because he allegedly stole pills that he thought were opioids. Instead, however, they were actually laxatives. Peter Emery, 56 years old, was caught on video taking pills from a lockbox. This is according to Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. And he later told police that he took two pills thinking they were hydrocodone acetaminophen, which is Lortab. When he learned that they were, quote, something else, he threw the pills away. The pills were Equate gentle laxatives. an over-the-counter medication that can help relieve constipation, according to Walmart's website. Equate is one of the brands that Walmart has. So Emery's roommate had switched the pills after suspecting that Emery was stealing his pain medication. Roommate Jamie Ream also set up a camera to record the incident. Very smart. Emery has multiple prior theft convictions. Probably not the best roommate, according to an arrest affidavit. Online records show that Emery was booked on felony charges, including multiple counts of petit theft, or petit. Emery was arrested at Pinellas Park Police near St. Petersburg after he went poo-poo. Because I share the laxatives, called him to go potty. Reason why I bring this up, it's not that we want to talk about somebody who had to go potty because he accidentally took laxatives. But I didn't realize, look, I take a lot of laxatives. I didn't realize that they look like Lortab. I thought Lortabs are kind of bigger looking pills. Huh. Well, Ducalax are really tiny. Those are like real little baby tiny. They look like little specks. So I suppose, but I've taken Colays. They're usually kind of gel tablets or whatever. Anyway, the reason why I brought this up is from 2016-2017, from when the opioid crisis started to get a lot of attention, and doctors started to be criticized for the opioid crisis, as if it's really our fault, but all right, fine, blame whatever. It's easy to blame us. But anyway, it's been harder to get pain medications. And so if you come into the doctor's office and say, somebody stole my pain medication, 99% of the time, we will think you're lying. We don't mean to. But for years, patients who were the quote-unquote, and I can't stand this term, but it's a term that's been used in medicine, the quote-unquote drug seekers, patients who have been considered those would use excuses that would red flag them. So there would be the excuse of, well, I dropped the medication in the toilet. Now, how many of you have ever dropped medication in the toilet? I have. It happens. But many times that has been used a little too often. Or they'll say, somebody stole my purse, somebody stole my medication. And so it would, time again, it would say, look, you don't qualify for another prescription. I could get in trouble. You know, I'm sorry you lost your prescription. And the person would look really, really worried. Now, how many of you have ever had your purse or your car broken into? I have. So we know it happens. Now, sometimes what I'll do is if I do believe them, I'll give them a few pills to time over. But I'll say, look, I don't want you going through withdrawal. I'm not sure what happened. You know, show us the police report. That's another thing. A lot of doctors will say, if your purse was stolen, show us the police report. Or if your car was broken into, show us the police report. The thing is, you know, people who really need their medications will, you know, submit the police report. The only problem is the reason why that seems to work, you know, for those of us in the medical field is because how many times will the police allow you to come in and say your purse was stolen? After a while, somebody may say, no, we're not going to give you the report. So, you know, doctors then kind of get the police involved to help us decide if this is something that isn't kosher. So here we have somebody that very intelligently got proof that their medication was being taken. And remember, now having a prescription of pain medications actually puts you at risk for theft. I'm really worried that the number one thing that's going to be now stolen from a house. Remember, it used to be CD players and electronics or TV sets. Well, now that TV sets are bolted in the wall and they're big, we're not really seeing people get their television stolen that much. And a lot of us don't wear regular jewelry. I don't have regular jewelry. I have a lot of costume jewelry. I don't call it costume jewelry, but I love the necklaces and all the little big, cool, bright things that you could wear. Obviously, they're not real. So now jewelry isn't really a catch. And so what's going to be a big draw for people when it comes to, you know, burglaries and theft is narcotics. And if your medicines are in your, they're going to be very easy to find. Somebody's going to break into your home, go into the medicine cabinet and grab what they want. Your medicines better be locked up in a safe. And what's so scary about this is, let's say you have an upstairs, downstairs, or, you know, a living room in your apartment. rather than them just going into the living room to take what they need and get the hell out, they're going to have to go into your bedroom while you're sleeping to get the medication. Narcotics, especially when somebody is, withdrawing, it's a hot commodity. And, you know, people would maybe come into your house to steal your wallet or steal money to buy drugs. It's going to be harder to buy narcotics. So people are going to just be trying to steal them. And they could scope you out. They could watch you and stalk you and figure out if you're a pain pill using person. Right? They could go to the pharmacy. They could hang out at the pharmacy. See who needs to show their ID. Sometimes the pharmacist discuss the medication. You know, sometimes they could hear. They could follow you home, and they know exactly where you live. I can't warn you enough. You need to be careful when it comes to narcotics. So now you have a roommate that really is stealing your medicine. You go to the doctor going, I need more medication because my roommate stole it. They're not going to believe you. This is what you have to do then. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't know if the roommate got in trouble for, you know, putting other drugs in there. Hopefully the roommate doesn't get in trouble. But, they caught the person in the act. Now they could show the doctor, look, and you could give me the medications. And it's frustrating that that's how it has to be. You're guilty until proven innocent when it comes to your pain medications. You will not be believed. You know, I was teaching medical students about the quote unquote, I hate this term, drug seeking patient. And the one thing I told them is, they're not bad people. Okay? They have been through the gamut. They need their medication, whether they're in pain, whether they're going through withdrawal, or whether they want to sell it. You know, they're not all bad people, but some are. And how do you identify them? And there was a blog I found, and I gave it to the students, of somebody who was trying to teach others how to not get turned down by a doctor and not be accused of being a drug dealer if you needed narcotics. And this person sounded like somebody who was a legitimate patient in pain that needs pain medications but was tired of doctors thinking that they were insidious. And so they were giving advice to others saying, dress up nice. If you look bad, people think you're a drug dealer. Dress up nice. Look like you have money. Apparently that was an issue. They said look like you have money and not poor, because then they'll be less likely to bias against you. What to say. They were kind of schooling others. And I brought it up to the students' attention because I was like, these people kind of suffer. And they're scared that they're not getting their medication. But then on the other end, you know, some things will sound like you're, you know, just seeking drugs to sell. So apparently there's people schooling others out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.